The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're back on the all-weather in Ireland this evening. It's racing in Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is Irish racing expert and Dundalk aficionado Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Wow, what a build-up.
Well, I know how much you love Dundalk, Andy.
I do, and it's just a great betting track, and I think one or two of the listeners now are probably well into it as well as I am. So, yeah, I think it's good that it's on now and on a regular Friday, you know, every week, a bit of continuity, and this is a good card as well tonight.
Yeah, not a bad card at all. And I sense you might have a few strong opinions then listening to you there.
Yeah, there's one horse tonight which is an absolute must to be backed by the podcast. Is definitely in the 8:45.
Right, okay. Really strong bet. Say again, mate. I missed that last bit.
Yeah, a really strong bet. Probably one of the strongest bets I've had there for quite a while.
Right. Well, we won't tell them it just yet, Andy. We'll make them wait to the 8:45. We'll start in the 5:40, which is a 5 furlong handicap. And Summer Isles is at the top of the betting as we record this at 9-4. But I suppose there's a few question marks whether Summer Isles has been caught up by the handicapper now after that performance last time.
Yeah, you could argue that's the case, Mark. Yeah, definitely. You know, the fact that she raced off a mark in the 80s after winning off 63 here back in the middle of summer. She got found out quite readily in a much better race. And to be fair, she's up against some decent horses here at this track. The likes of Knock Stars, Copper Dock and Almada, for instance, are all regulars here at Dundalk over these 5 furlong contests. And, yeah, I mean, she's probably going to make the running again, but whether she's going to succumb to the powerful powerhouses here is obviously open to debate. I think she probably will. Almada is the probably one to go for here. Connor King takes 5 off, which is obviously very significant. Got a good draw as well, right round the inside and stall number 1. Means he can stalk the pace, track at Summer Isles, and hopefully do it in the latter stages. It's also got a really good cruising speed, loves it at Dundalk, has got a good turn of foot when he's on song. And the race that he finished third in the last time when he ran here on the 8th of September was a much, much better race than this, when he finished third behind Yulong Baijiu and My Good Brother. So a reproduction of that effort should make Almada difficult to beat in the opener.
Okay, Almada in the opener then. On to the 6:15 next race, still on the card, and this is an EBF Fillies Maiden, and it's over 6 furlongs, and we have a bit of a shorty at the top of the betting. Peony Fairy is 6-4. Principessa Ava is 11-4. Dimity is 7-2. Pacified Lady 4-1. It's then 14-1 or bigger price as the remainder, and Invisible Flash number 3 on the card does not go here. That's a non-runner. So what are your thoughts in the 6:15, Andy?
Well, I'm surprised this Peony Fairy is 6-4. I thought this horse should be an odds-on chance when I looked at this race yesterday and looked at it again this morning. I mean, it really does look absolutely different grade to the rest of them. I mean, the likes of Dimity and, you know, Invisible Flash have plenty of chances and they look thoroughly exposed. You've only got, really, Principessa Ava, who's run in better races that you could include into your mindset here. But that race at the Curra, where this filly was third to behind Terrific and Richie's Brew, was really good on the figures. Obviously, the winner was well-backed, well-regarded. And she ran down the middle of the track as well. She didn't get much cover down the outside. I think tonight this is going to be a much, much easier task. Obviously, Jim Bolger's horses are always respected here at Dundalk. And even the run first time out behind the Johnny Murta-trained Altruistic reads quite well on the figures. Two runs, literally much, much better class. Those maidens have been very, very good. And as I said, I think she should be an odds-on chance to take this. That 6-4 has got to be gobbled up.
Okay, 6-4, too big then on Peony Fairy in the 6:15. On to the 6:45 next, and this is an EBF maiden for Colts and Geldings, and this one's over the 6 furlong trip. And Masai is the 4-6 favourite. He had a good debut effort at Leopardstown in what's traditionally quite a warm maiden, and then the ground probably did no good for him last time. But back on a sounder surface this afternoon, Andy, is Masai the one to beat here?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Everything looks set fair for Masai to get off the market the third time of asking tonight. As you said, a decent effort first time out and a good maiden at Leopardstown. They've also finished second. He's No Saint from the David Marnane camp, has won since. So that form has obviously come under close scrutiny. then went sent down till he stole on really mucky, horrible ground, and there was only one horse that handled it that day, and that was the winner, Shining Emerald, won by 16 lengths, no less. Massimo tried to go with Paul Deegan's charge in the lesser stages, but he couldn't. And the combination of the trip, the ground, obviously the horse that won, he'd been a very, very good horse. Don't forget, Paul Deegan's charge has gone on to win a Group 3 race subsequently. He was really up against it, but much quicker surface tonight. Dropping back in trip, drawn in stall one, look no further than Massimo in the 6:45.
Okay, the 7:15 then next. This is a handicap over the 7 furlong trip for horses rated 60 to 95. It's for 3-year-olds as well. This one, Tyler Wonder is the 11-4 favourite. Takata Blue has attracted the money as the second favourite, 9-2 into 7-2 this morning. Zolti, another one that's been nibbled, 5s into 4s. It's then 5-1 for Super Sling and 13-2 or bigger prices the rest. So the one for money this morning, Andy, is Takata Blue. Can you see why?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a decent record here, like a lot of Joe Lyons horses have. Good run last time out on the turf in the fast run race down in Roscommon. Definite player. I couldn't see reasons why you wouldn't be wanting to get with that horse. But I do think there's one that's been overlooked here with the bookmakers this morning. That's In Salutum, a horse I've got a bit of time for. I've followed Ken Condon's 3-year-old religiously every time he runs here at Dundalk, and he very lets the side down. And I actually think he's running over his best trip tonight. He's been toyed around with over there. Summer period on 6 furlongs, and even last time out when he lined up here over 5 furlongs, just hasn't really got the capabilities and the speed to win over 5 furlongs nowadays. But bring him back to Dundalk, his favourite surface, and 7 furlongs, a trip which he's got tonight, and I think we'll see a much better effort tonight from him. Salute him. I think if you can back him each way around about 13-2, 6-7-1, I think that looks the way to go. And in the dead 8-runner race, I think it's a perfect each way bet for In Salute him in the 7:15.
On to the 7:45 next. This is race 5 on the card. This is an EBF Phillies handicap, and it's over the 7 furlong trip. Sassaway and Fulminata are the 7-2 joint favourites this morning. Angela's Dream 4-1. Roctique is 5-1. Lily of Kenmare 6s, 8-1 for Queen of the Sand, and then 9-1 or bigger prices the remaining 3 runners. Talk us through your thoughts here, Andy. Who are you siding with in the 7:45?
Well, it's 2 fillies that come in fantastic form. Fulminata ran well again at the Curragh after 2 wins at the Listowel Festival. She's in great form. And obviously Angela's Dream as well, who represents the stable that has the most numerical winners here, Joe Lyons. That's Angela's Dream. So, you know, those two are obviously going to be very popular. However, I'm going to stick with the other all-weather giant, and that's Mickey Halford with his filly or mare, Lily of Kenmire here. This 5-year-old has run a series of good races throughout the summer months, without getting ahead in front in the last 4 or 5 starts. But to be fair, the ground and the conditions of the race really haven't probably suited her. She did have a run quite well last time out in Roscommon, which gives me a little bit of hope that she's still in good form. But it's her all-weather form, which is definitely the pick for me, and that's the reason why I'm going for this mare tonight. Her 3 runs here have yielded 1 win and 2 placed efforts. And she does stay on very strongly in the lane here at Dundalk, as we saw the last time we saw her last December. She's a little bit tricky. She can hang under pressure, hence the fact she's got a hood on and she wears a tongue tie. But she's definitely got the ability to go close here. So I suggest Lily of Kenmire each way back at her beloved Dundalk.
OK, on to the 8:15 then. This is the race 6 on the card. It's Division 1 of this particular mile and a quarter handicap. And I suppose a similar story for Hawkswood here. Loves it round Dundalk. He's won here twice. And, well, his last 5 runs here, he's won the first 2, finished 2nd, 3rd and 2nd. So clearly loves it round Dundalk. Andy, do you think he can enhance that total here?
Yeah, it's a bad race, isn't it? I mean, when you look at a race like this, what you want is something really solid. And Hawkswood fits the bill, doesn't he? You know, he's, as you said, he's run here 5 times. He's yet to be out the frame. He's a winner of 2. He's fairly adaptable with regards to trip. He's got Smellon on board. He ran quite well last time out. We saw him at Roscommon to suggest he's still in good nick. And he's also got a very favourable draw tonight, which means he can race around the inside. He's drawn in stall 2, which is very crucial because it's a short run to the bend, as we know at Dundalk. So everything looks set fair for Hawkswood to run a huge race. The other obvious danger is the one that comes in good nick, is we're going to do the Choo Choo. That has also got a favourable draw in track 1. Not sure whether his all-weather form amounts to much, but obviously following the win last time out, at least he rides in good nick. But, you know, based on his speed figures, his overall profile here at Dundalk, it's hard to see Hawkswood not finishing the first 3 at the very least.
OK, the penultimate race of the evening is the 8:45. This is the Carlingford Stakes, which is a listed race over a mile and a quarter, or the extended mile and a quarter that you get at Dundalk. And this is the race that you have your nap of the night, Andy?
I do, yeah. I'm really strong on this one tonight. Make no mistake, Cardinal Palace is the one to get really jiggy with here. John Murphy's charge. Hit the ball out of the park on the figures the last time when he ran here at Dundalk on the 4th of October. Now, there was two races on that night over the mile and a quarter trip. The other one was a Group 3 race, which was won by Parish Hall. And I got Cardinal Palace running a much quicker time than Jim Bolger's charge. So it makes no sense to me that Cardinal Palace is such a big prize tonight, considering on the figures he would have beaten Manalapan, Alfonso de Souza, and on Opera Gloves. And yet we can back the horse at 6 and 7 to 1 each way this morning. It makes an absolute no odds to me whatsoever. He was very, very good on the circuit time. He was good 6 out. And from the 3 furlong pond, he came home in 34 and change. So he's just got everything covered in this race. If they go good gallop, and I've got no reason to suggest why they won't, because we've got Payne Magnus in the race to force the issue from an early stage. He should get the run of the race again. And I do think this one's grossly underestimated, majorly overlooked by the bookmakers, and we should take advantage of that. The best horse on the figures in the race is Cardinal Palace.
OK, and on to the final race then, the 9.15. This is Division 2 of the mile and a quarter handicap for horses rated 47 to 65. And it's Secret 7 who heads the betting this morning, 4-1 favourite. Coach Bombay has also been relatively popular, 8-1 into 13-2. It's then 7-1 for Harmony and Hangar 5, and then 8-1 are bigger prices. The rest, who do you like for the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, a horse that I tipped here last time out, I'm going to stick with him. A horse called Well Insured. He ran over a mile and a half last time out. He didn't really get the best of runs, actually. He was traditionally held up out the back door. That's the way he's ridden. And I think if he had got a much clearer run down the lane, he would have gone close. He didn't get a run until probably about a furlong out. And once he did, he absolutely took off, to suggest he would have been very competitive. This horse stays really well. So the one thing he's going to need tonight, dropping back to mile and a quarter, is a strongly run race. So I'm hopeful that they, for once, go a good gallop here on the round track at Dundalk. Because if they do, then Well Insured Stamina is certainly going to kick in the home straight. I think around about 8-1, he's worthy of a little small each-way investment of those odds.
OK, Well Insured then each way in the lucky last. As always, Andy, let's finish with a nice little summary of your selections for Dundalk.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Almada in the first. He's very consistent, he's got a good draw, and he's got everything right for him tonight. In the next race, I thought that Peony Fairy should have been a lot shorter than what she is in that 6.15. It looks a desperately bad race, and she's been running in much stiffer company. Masai looks a sure thing in the 6.45 for Aidan O'Brien and Son Joseph. I've got to stay loyal to Salute Him in the 7 furlong handicap with the dead 8 runners. He looks a good each way bet. Lily of Kenmire, similar comments apply to her for Mickey Halford in that Phillies handicap. Hawkswood looks an absolute certainty to be involved in the finish in the 8.15, so let's get with him. My nap of the night by an absolute country mile, one of my strongest views here for a long time, is Cardinal Palace each way. Fill your boots with him around about the 6-7 to 1 mark. He rates the nap of the night, and Well Insured should run well again in the last race.
OK, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with those selections, and enjoy our Dundalk this evening.
Well done. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.